Welcome to Awake to Oneness Radio. I am Caroline Chang, your host. The mission of Awake to Oneness Radio is to inspire the world to awaken to the universal truth of oneness. Science is now teaching us that everything is energy, and that energy is interconnected and interdependent. In essence, that energy is one thing. I call that energy love. Now, ancient wisdom and spirituality has been teaching us the truth of oneness for eons. And now science is catching up. And it's not even new science. The science of quantum physics is over 100 years old. So this is something mankind should know. We should know that we are all one, literally. We're all connected. What you do to another person, you are actually doing to another aspect of yourself. And when mankind awakens to the universal truth of oneness, there will be peace on earth. Today's show topic is, why am I here? With Michael Rachia. Michael, welcome so much to Awake to Oneness Radio.
Thank you so much, Caroline. Lovely to be here. Thank you for inviting me.
Thank you for being my guest. I know I've listened to Joseph Communication a while back. You know I found you somewhere on YouTube, and your the messages that you bring through from Joseph are so in alignment. But I'm finding that where it's like, this is now the time that these messages are so important for people to hear and understand. Now, please share with our listeners your journey and how you got to doing the writing, well, channeling the wonderful books. And thank you so much for sending me a copy. I am going to read every one. Thank you so much. But share with our listeners who may not be familiar with who you are, your journey.
Well, I've worked as a medium for some time, but my mission, my personal mission as a medium, was always to find out the mechanism of mediumship. Mm-hmm. I wasn't content with simply bringing through messages on behalf of sitters or on behalf of church audiences in spiritualist churches. I wanted to know, if there was another dimension, what was that dimension like? How did it function? How did the connection exist between this vibration and higher vibrations? And surely, I thought, there must be a higher purpose to spiritual communication. Right. If there are spiritual realms, spiritual dimensions, we're going to meet them anyway. We're all on a one-way street.
Yes.
Why so much emphasis on connecting with us? What was that about? And so after a good many years of working professionally and full-time as a medium, mm-hmm. I sat one day with my spiritual teacher, who is now herself in a higher vibration. Okay. And she revealed that this lady was like a second mother to me. I thought I knew everything about her. Okay. And one day we were having a conversation, and she recalled something that had made her very sad. Years earlier, she had been a trans medium, which is something I didn't know.
Okay.
And she had connected with a man, a spirit, that she had called the man in red.
Okay.
And her best friend had sat with her during these trans connections, these trans sessions, and had written down in longhand everything that the man in red had told her. And she said, he told me wonderful things about creation, about who we really are, why we are on earth. And unfortunately, her friend died.
Okay.
And Joan, my spiritual teacher, went to the funeral. And her daughter came up to Joan after the funeral and said, is there anything of my mother's that you would like? And she said, please, could I have that book? It's full of very important information, and it should get out to mankind, to humankind. And her daughter, who was a member of a certain religion, said, that book is the work of the devil. I've thrown it on the back of the fire. And so all that information, years of information from the spiritual realms of great importance to us, was lost. And I looked at John's face and I saw this sadness, and it occurred to me, but at that time, I'd been working mediumistically for about 16 years. And I thought, just a moment, I don't think it is lost, Joan. I think that I can try, because she was in her elderly years then, I can try to bring it through again. Wow. And so I sat with my then business partner and now partner in the Band of Lights, the little group that we have together, David. Mm-hmm. We turned off the phone. We had a cassette recorder in those days, and we sat and we prayed. And then I made a connection with a man that I thought was the man in red, but was in fact Joseph.
Okay.
And at the end of a very difficult connection, because I wasn't used to working with him, and I was working with him clairvoyantly, and I was listening to what he was saying to me, mm-hmm. and repeating that into the tape recorder.
Right.
We had what, we looked at each other and thought, my goodness, we've got a very astounding chapter here.
Mm-hmm.
What do we do with it?
Right, yes.
And so we were both working full-time at that time. We had jobs, we had to bring in income. And so we would get together, say, once a month or once every 6 weeks. We would sit and another chapter would come through. And we found eventually, I then got together with my life partner, Jane.
Okay.
And we felt that we had increased energy because the three of us sat.
Yes.
And we brought through the rest of the book.
Awesome.
And so we decided we had to publish it. So we published it privately. And then we were told, don't worry about how to get it out there. Just worry about bringing it into the world. We'll see that it gets out there.
Awesome. Yes.
And so we, in faith, sort of sat there and began to advertise and awareness of the Joseph Communications grew. But at the end of each book, Joseph would say, there's another book. And halfway through the second book, I was taken into a trance state. So the first book was relayed, if you like, in clairvoyance, by clairvoyant means. The second book, halfway through, I was taken into trance each time, so that Joseph could, in effect, push me, the real
outside.
Me, the spiritual me, out of the way.
Yes.
You know? So that yes. I didn't affect his yes. message, and so that he could deliver a purer message within the time span of the available energy. And then I would come back in dazed at the end of it and wonder what had been said.
Okay, yes. Now, when did this start? When did the first book come through?
Oh, gosh, around 13 to 14 years ago.
Oh, okay.
Around 13 to 14 years ago. So we would sit once a month, because I found in my case, it's not the case with all mediums, but as a trance medium, in my case, I was debilitated after each session.
Mm-hmm.
And it would take me the best part of a week to literally come back to my senses.
Right.
And so we couldn't do it too often.
Right.
But as each book came through, we would publish it. So there was no delay.
Okay.
Immediately when a book came through, my partner Jane transcribed it.
Yes.
We designed the cover, we published it, and we got it out there.
Yes.
But we found that there was something happening with the books, in that the other books were not sequels.
Okay.
They were new knowledge.
Mm.
So Joseph would prepare us with one book and say, here you are, here are some spiritual truths, some spiritual facts. Absorb those. Now you've absorbed those, you're ready for this next bundle of information.
Yes.
And we found an arc of information and knowledge and learning throughout yes. the books as they came through.
Awesome. Wow. So the book started eight books. They started 13 years ago. So when was the last book actually published out there?
Around 18 months ago.
18 months ago. Okay.
And I must admit that as the years passed, it became not difficult to bring through the information, because that was down to Joseph, but more difficult to recover as my energies, as I grow slightly older, diminish,
yes.
it became more difficult for me to recover. So after the last book, I decided that any future information would have to revert to clairvoyance.
Right.
Which doesn't take as much out of me.
Okay, I get you. Yes, I understand. So now when the last book was done 18 months ago, did Joseph say there's another? Or
he actually said that in an ideal world there would be another two books.
Okay.
But he said that contained within the books that we have,
yes,
is all the information that is necessary at this time.
Okay.
In other words, the other books would be icing on the cake and would contain interesting spiritual information.
Right.
The books are a manual for change. The books are concern who we are as spiritual beings, why we are here as spiritual beings.
Yes.
How we got into the situation that we find around ourselves currently,
mm-hmm.
and how through spiritual means we can get ourselves out of it, yes. and reconnect to that unity that you were so rightly talking about at yes. the beginning of the show.
Yes.
So contained in that, encapsulated, is a blueprint for a return to spiritual life and a reconnection to spirituality.
Yes. Now, I love what you just said. So in, I guess, a snapshot, can we go through exactly what you just said, who we are, why we're here, how we got ourselves into this mess, and how we get out. So in a short, I mean...
Okay.
In a short way, and, you know, it is, you know, so let's start with the, who we truly are.
We are spiritual beings. We are part of, it's an unfortunate word. It's a lovely word, but it's an unfortunate word as it's perceived today. We are part of God. We are part of Source. We are part of everything. However we regard divinity, he, she, it, source, energy, force. We are an aspect, a viewpoint of God. Given the illusion of individuality,
yes.
so that we can experience, so that we can grow and take that experience back to the Godhead, to enhance the whole. And we've forgotten this. We live in this world as amnesiacs.
Mm-hmm.
We live in this world with increasingly material views and decreasing spiritual views. And I must emphasize that I'm talking about spiritual views rather than confined religious views, perhaps.
Exactly. Yes.
In that spirituality and religion are not necessarily the same thing.
Exactly. I agree. Yes.
So we're looking at what we are, and we are spiritual beings.
Yes.
And we came here to experience in bliss, but we, many, many years ago, as we measure years, as part of a group of spiritual beings, we took a misstep, it wasn't something that was a violent thing or an angry thing, but we decided that we knew better than the Godhead how to organize creative energy.
Okay.
And so we made a decision. We had a debate with other groups, other angelic groups, if you like, and they said, look, this isn't going to work. If you do things this way with regard to the earth and its surrounding space, you will mess things up. And we said, no, we won't. We're doing this for the glory of divinity. We know what we're doing, and we know it'll work. And so there was a to-ing and fro-ing of information for an awful long time.
Yes.
And then we said, well, we're going to do it anyway, because it will work.
Okay.
And at the moment that we altered the way in which creation takes place here,
yes.
we speeded up the creation of matter.
Yes.
We lost our conscious connection, not our subconscious connection, because
right.
that is a given. We lost our conscious connection with
yes.
Source.
Yes.
We lost our knowledge of each other as being part of each other.
Mm-hmm.
We solidified our individual perception.
Yes.
To the extent that we pushed away our spirituality, we buried it. And we discovered, because we weren't drawing on source energy, we felt that we didn't have enough.
Mm.
And because we felt we didn't have enough, we started to take from each other.
Mm-hmm.
We started to take from the planet. We yes. started to take from the animal kingdom.
Yes.
And we perceived lack. Yes. We perceived loss. And so at all costs, we had to gather enough to survive.
Right.
When in fact, this planet supplies enough for each of us, gladly supplies enough for each of us.
Yes.
But we don't believe that. We yes. don't tune into that concept. And we maintain this sense of having to survive, having to be more powerful than the next person, mm-hmm. having to be in control of the next person,
right?
Having to store what we need to keep going.
Right.
When none of those things are true.
Right, right.
And so Joseph says, as a result of that event that he describes as the fall, and the fall is talked about in many, many different cultures,
yes,
in different
yes,
ways.
Yes.
We need to reconnect to our source. We are drawing on a finite amount of energy.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We draw for our energies, our bodily energies, our mind energies, on the field of human consciousness, our collective consciousness.
Yes.
That collective consciousness is disconnected from source.
Mm-hmm.
And so it is a finite amount of energy.
Right.
What we need to do is to connect to the light that we have within ourselves.
Right.
Within our heart centers, our spiritual heart centers.
Yes.
That light from source is an infinite supply.
Yes, it is. Yes.
And that light, when streamed into the world,
mm-hmm.
allows all souls to examine from within their mm-hmm. perspective. It doesn't coerce, it doesn't manipulate, it doesn't judge, but it illuminates the spiritual aspects of every soul so that they are given the opportunity to examine from within yes. the way that they approach the planet, the way that they approach each other,
yes.
the way that they approach divinity. And if they feel, due to the light that is being sent to them,
mm-hmm.
that change is necessary, then they will make that change.
Right.
And they will reconnect to who they really are. And then their view of life and the way that they react with life and with each other and with themselves changes forever.
Yes, very
in
true.
In a wonderful, positive way.
Yes. I have heard like the it called the fall of man. And I've also heard in spiritual realms that it's been called the experiment. So it was like, because we are sovereign divine beings of light. So that sovereignty means, okay, you want to try it? Go try it. You know, nobody's going to stop you because of your sovereignty. So I understand. So at some point, mankind says, okay, I want to try this illusionary separation, because in truth, we are source. And I say we're source in a drop, because I love Rumi's quote, my favorite quote, which my listeners have heard me say 100 times, you're not a drop in the ocean, you're the entire ocean in a drop. So each one of us is all of God, source, universe, whatever term you want to use. We're all of that. My term for God is all that is. And we are all that is in a drop. So if we decide that, okay, I want to try this, and we go and do it, we have the free will. We have free will to do that. So I have heard this is an experiment, and the experiment did not go well at all, has not gone well. It's like, so the fall of man, the experiment, and it's all divine. I say everything is divine because nothing is outside of source. Nothing is outside of all that is. So, and all that is divine. So it's a dream, a play, an illusion, a movie. It's all of that. And it's for a good purpose, because some people get upset when you say this is all an illusion. It is all an illusion, but it's an important one. I didn't say it wasn't an important illusion, but it is an illusion. And it is an illusion of your individual consciousness. So you're creating your own dream. And then collectively, we are creating a dream together, because we're never separate, and we're never separate from source. We think we are, and that to me is the definition of hell, when you think you're separate from source. But in truth, it's just a belief that's a false belief. So when you understand the truth of who you are, and that you can never be separate from source, and you are source in a drop, holographic, you know, so you have all the creative abilities to create paradise, heaven. You have the ability to create heaven on earth when you wake up individually, and then collectively, we can do that.
Yes, absolutely.
So as you said, so there was the experiment slash fall, and we thought we were separate from each other. We thought we were separate from source, and we created all this chaos. We started taking from the Mother Earth, Gaia. We started taking from the plant kingdom, the animal kingdom, and taking from each other. Just, you know, because we thought that to survive, we had to take, not knowing that we were complete. We were it. We were all of it already. So now, where do we go from here?
from the fall, Joseph went on to explain that the spaces that we see between ourselves aren't really spaces, which is resonant with what we've been saying, but that also we share this earth and we share space with other spiritual beings that we've forgotten.
Yes.
And that there is diva activity, that there are spirits who have elected to provide that stage backdrop that you were talking about,
mm-hmm.
so that we have our experience against it.
Mm-hmm.
So that they create the natural forms, they create the skies, they create the seas in conjunction with the earth,
yes.
So that we can enjoy the experience that we are going through. Mm-hmm. And there are certain areas on the earth, and I've come across a couple of them, where we're not supposed to go because that's not where we belong.
Oh, okay. That's
where the divas belong.
Okay.
And for example, we were going through a wood once, and Tony, who is one of the members of the Band of Light, there are four of us, there's myself, Jane, David, and Tony. Okay. And Tony said, I feel a great deal of energy at the bottom of this hill next to this river.
Mm-hmm.
And so we went down to have a look, and indeed there was a great deal of spiritual energy by the river. But then I heard a voice that said, what are you doing here?
Mm.
Why are you here? Please don't bring your pollution into our area. The pollution being not the rubbish that we drop, but the mental rubbish that we drop.
Exactly.
And saying, please don't come here again. This is our area and you're not to pollute it.
Oh.
I've had that experience with divas on a number of occasions.
Mm-hmm.
And so this final book, The Spaces Between, was about living in harmony with those other expressions of both physical and spiritual life, and mm-hmm. also re-acknowledging them.
Okay.
Understanding that, I mean, one of the effects, and Joseph does call it the experiment as well during the book before, one of the consequences of the fall was that we believe that we are the dominant species.
Mm.
And we believe that other forms of life are not as important as us.
Right.
But by the argument that we've been talking about today, if we are all things, then every aspect of the all is as important, and it's a relative term, as every other aspect of the form.
Exactly. Yes. Yes.
And so he recommends that we have reverence for every aspect of life.
Yes.
I was privileged to be taken to see the workings of a group soul,
mm-hmm.
on a higher level of reality, on a higher level of illusion, a higher arrangement of molecules of creation. And I saw this group of spirits joined together. They were individuals, mm-hmm. but they were also joined together in purpose.
Mm-hmm.
And they were working at a joint project, but they also had their individual projects.
Yes.
But standing next to them, they were in these beautiful fields, beautifully colored fields and beautiful mm-hmm. stuff. Standing next to them was a boulder, this huge rock. And they made me understand that the rock, the boulder, was considered to be part of the group.
Oh, yes.
And was an equal spirit, because it had spirit, was an equal spirit to them.
Yes, yes, it's true.
Also, many years ago, I was sitting in a garden, and one of the guiding influences who works with me when I'm working as a medium said to me, look at the fence in this garden. And I said, yeah, I looked at it. And I said, yeah, it's a fence. And he said, no, really look at it. And so I looked at it with psychic eyes, opened my mediumistic eyes, if you will, and I saw this blue-white energy coursing through every plank in that fence. Mm. Now, he said, look at the path. So I looked at the stones on the path, and I saw the same energy coursing through the stones.
Yes.
Look at the grass, he said. And I looked at the grass and saw the same energy in the grass and the flowers. And then he said, look at your hands. And so I looked at my hands, and they were resting on my legs. I was sitting on a bench in the garden. Mm-hmm. And I saw the same energy in my hands, the same energy in my legs. And the whole vista was the same energy. And he said, you know, I've shown you now that everything is the same thing. Everything is connected. And I've never forgotten that experience.
Yes, 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 yes. Yes, and you know, it was science that woke me up to the truth of oneness. And when I understood oneness from the heart, not the intellectual, but from the heart and soul, it all made sense to me. And like you said, and that's how I say, science has proven everything is the same energy at different frequencies, but it's the same. I call that energy love, unconditional love. That's what that energy that flows through everything and everything, even a rock, even a grain of sand, a blade of grass, all has that same holographic, meaning all of source is in a blade of grass, in a grain of sand, all of source. Yes. So to have reverence for everything, because nothing is outside of source. It's all, yes, so true, so true. And that's a beautiful experience that you just shared, that you could actually see that energy running through everything. Yes.
Yes, yes, yes. And I've seen the oneness of, as we return to source or grow closer in consciousness to source, when we depart this earth, we grow closer to each other. We accept and realize that we are family, and we naturally cluster together. We retain our own individual viewpoint,
yes,
but we're also able to share that viewpoint and share the myriad viewpoints of, yes, all the other aspects of source,
exactly,
that we are. And so we join together, come closer together and closer together and closer together. But unfortunately, at the moment on Earth, we seem to be doing everything via, as you say, the head mind rather the heart mind.
Yes.
To force ourselves further apart.
Yes.
We are pushing ourselves away from each other.
Right.
At a time when we should be celebrating our oneness.
Yes.
And in that oneness, there is healing.
Yes.
When we come together, the challenges that beset us on a physical level melt away as the illusions that they are.
Exactly.
And so the change that comes, that needs to come to us, is a simple one. But we don't like simple. The head mind doesn't like simple. It likes complex.
Yes.
If it's simple, it can't possibly be true.
Yes.
Says the head mind.
Right,
but the heart mind connects us to spiritual truth, and that is the way to harmony, to peace, and to a way forward that is equal for all and for everything, and cares for all and for everything, and loves all and everything.
Exactly.
And we cannot indefinitely suppress what we are.
Exactly.
And the way that we work, and the love that we are capable of expressing. We can't suppress that. If,
yes,
we do that, then we face very negative times indeed.
Now, I agree with you 1,000%. When I had my awakening to oneness in 2007, and it came from watching a documentary about quantum physics. And I understood, one sentence woke me up from the inside. It was the biggest problem in the world today is the illusion of separation. That one sentence woke me up from the inside. And I got it from here, from the heart and soul. And I said, it's so simple. We're all one, you know, not just one with each other, but everything is one thing. Science has now proven it. Now, an ancient wisdom has been telling us this for eons. Spirituality has been telling us for eons. You look at nature, you can see the oneness. I mean, it's an undeniable truth, the oneness, and it's so simple. It is really just that simple to wake up and know we're all one. If I do anything, if I hurt anyone or anything, I'm hurting an aspect of me and all that is. So it like I say all the time, it's extremely simple. People, you can make it complicated if you want, but it's very simple. Yes.
And getting people to reconnect to that heart center. I mean, science has proven that we have cells in the heart that act as brain cells.
Yes.
They act in the same way. So we actually have two minds. We have a mind here and we have a mind here.
Right.
And the mind here connects us to source. And the way to reconnect with the heart mind is to go into silence. I mean, we have so much noise around us today.
Yes.
There is so much technology. There are so many demands on us. We have to push those things aside for a time each day.
Yes.
Become still. And there are exercises, and Joseph gives us exercises, to move the consciousness from here down into the heart chamber.
Yes.
And you will know, Caroline, from operating from the heart chamber, you can ask the heart chamber, if you're in that vibration, you can ask anything. Yes. If there is something that's worrying you, if you need a solution to something, you can ask source and yourself, your greater self, via the heart center, yeah. And you will receive an answer or an impression that is always correct.
Yes.
So rather than many of us run around, if we've got a problem, we run around and we ask people that we trust, what would you do?
Mm-hmm.
And we get conflicting answers. And then we go with what we're going to do anyway, via the head mind.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And if it goes wrong, we blame everyone else.
That is so true. Yes, yes, yes.
We have to get used to going inside rather than going outside for answers.
Exactly.
And all those answers are inside. There is an infinite source of supply, an infinite source of wisdom, an infinite source of guidance. And what a wonderful way to live our lives here.
Exactly.
To know the next step, to be able to say, well, if I do this, I will harm someone, so I'm not going to do it. This is the step for me. And to know when to act, and sometimes when not to act.
Exactly.
Sometimes to do nothing.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Very, very true. I'm not sure, are you familiar with heart math?
HeartMath.
It's an organization here in the U.S. called HeartMath, and it's a scientific organization that has proven what you were just saying, that the heart has intelligence, and the heart intelligence is far more intelligent than the brain or the mind intelligent, because the mind intelligence is based on five limited senses. Our human senses. That's where the mind intelligence comes from. Heart intelligence comes from the infinite knowing and wisdom of your higher self, of source. That's all in the heart. And they have actually done experiments that actually proves how intelligent your heart is. It's called HeartMath. Very interesting organization, but I've been following them for about 10 years now or more. For me, everything that resonates as knowing truth for me has already in our limited, now science is very limited still, mankind's science is far more to go, but it's still, it's touching upon truth. And it has been touching upon truth for over 100 years. So it's not even new science. It's just, there's, you know, and it's, to me, this simple truth of following your heart, living from the heart and not the head, you won't hurt another because your heart won't allow it. You, when you're following your heart. Now the head is just so limited that your brain is, and science has proven how limited our human senses are. You know, it's, I think it's like 0.004% of what we can actually detect around us with our human senses. I mean, it's so now you were saying that, so where we are, where I think 2020, I've been saying is the year of clear vision. I started saying this a year ago. So in September of 2019, I was saying 2020 is going to be the year of clear vision. Had no idea what's going to happen when, but we know 2020 has not been a regular year. So what has Joseph shared about this year of 2020?
Well, both Joseph and another guiding influence, for want of a better term, that we call the Persian gentleman. And that's our name for him, not his name for himself, because he doesn't need a name because he's known by the light that he gives off. Right. We call him the Persian gentleman because in one of his lives he lived in Persia, and he's a gentleman. And both he and Joseph have cautiously warned that we are running out of energy. Mm. And that we have to make decisions now based on spiritual values, and we have to bring light into the current situation. Mm-hmm. We need to stop fueling the head mind fight or flight survival instinct that the head mind gives us. And we need to start re-infusing the planet and each other with light from beyond the field of human consciousness.
Yeah.
So he advises that we consider those things at this time. As you say, we have free will. We can do whatever we want.
True.
If we want to plunge ourselves into darkness and complete loss of spiritual memory, we can do so.
Yes.
But now is the time, the spirits, the soul group that Joseph comes from, advise for us to look at life. And if we see life as wanting, if we see life as not satisfying our hearts and satisfying us spiritually, if we see that there are things wrong, the way to put them right is not through physical action. It's not through mental action. It is through heart action. It's through infusion of that illumination that reinvigorates the planet, that calms the planet, that calms each of us, and that makes us aware once and for all that we are not what we seem to be. We are not this short span of years. We are not this solely, this physical being. We are not beings that come here to suffer if we don't want to.
Right.
And but all those things, as always, are in our hands. It was free will in a way that got us into this because we experimented through free will.
Yes.
We have to decide there is no Messiah coming. We are our own Messiah. We have to decide at some point that we have had enough of living in this particular manner and that we want to live in a spiritual way and bring in the light. You see, some souls feel that this should be taken away from them and someone else should sort it out for them. But the greatest gift we have is being in charge of our individual and collective destinies as spirits. It's a wonderful gift.
It is.
The source is not saying you can't do that, or you mustn't go this way, you mustn't go that way. The source says, decide, experience. And so we have to work, each of us, to bring ourselves individually and collectively out of the negativity and the confining vibrations that we have placed around ourselves.
Yes.
So I feel it's a time of realization. I hope that realization comes. It is an opportunity, because every situation is an opportunity.
Yes.
But please, Source, please, God, we, enough of us, decide that this is not beneficial to anyone.
Exactly.
That this is not our true purpose, and that we can recreate
yes.
paradise here. We can reconnect to the rest of the physical universe or universes,
yes.
and we can reconnect to our spiritual source as well, to our angelic inheritance, and we can bring through those higher vibrations to transform the world and transform everyone's experience here without coercing or manipulating or forcing anyone, simply by showing them spiritual light and saying, isn't this a better alternative to the way that we are living and approaching life now?
I agree 100%. It's up to us individually to shine our light, to live our truth in love. It's not about imposing or forcing or fighting and arguing. I've been saying on social media now for weeks, if you feel the need to debate, argue, or fight, and people will say, well, what's wrong with debate? No, because in the debate, you feel like there has to be a winner or a loser. Someone is right and someone is wrong, when it is all perspective. It's all unique perspective, and everybody has the free will and the right to live their unique perspective. So there's no reason to impose your perspective on another. You share in love, you share in light, you shine your light. And that's the best way to demonstrate, because we are holographic, meaning one person shining their light affects the entire universe, not just the world. Your light affects everything, all that is. So when you shine your light, you're giving that much more light to the collective. So it's to go within, and the truth is within. It's not in the outer world, because the outer world is an illusion. So how can you get truth from an illusion? You can't. The truth is within each of us. So you go within, tap into your truth, live your truth, share your truth, and love and light. And love is always kind. Love is always compassionate. So if you find yourself being unkind and spiteful and mean, that's not love. So if you feel you have to force someone to agree with you, that's not love. You know, so it's about, and I believe that there are enough of us on the planet now that are awake and shining our light. We are ushering in that new paradise, that new heaven on earth. And I do believe, I got a message direct from my higher self, March 21st, 2020 of this year, that the great awakening has begun. And when I've been in a state of bliss since that knowing, and I have been just shining love and light, sharing love and light, and focusing on, because what you put your attention on is what we are, creator beings. So what we put our attention on is what we're going to create. I stopped watching news 19 years ago. I was told that was a direct order. Turn off that news and don't ever turn it back on. I didn't know why at the time. I didn't know why until 11 years later, understanding when I understood vibration, and that when the news will try to lower your vibration and keeps you in a state of fear. When you're in a state of fear, you're turning over, you're giving away your divine innate power. You're just giving it away. I was like, no, I'm not giving away my power anymore. I know who I am. I'm going to live my truth. I'm going to share in love and light and be a demonstration. And that's all we can do, is demonstrate, shine our light and be a demonstration of unconditional love, unconditional non-judgment of another, unconditional forgiveness, unconditional acceptance and allowing. I allow, and another person can have a total opposite viewpoint than mine. I allow them to be who they are. And the best way to love someone is to allow them to be who they are. So yes, I see a bright, bright future ahead. I say, now this last year I started saying that 2020 is the year of clear vision. And now Spirit has told me 2021 is the year of unity. Oh, and you and I both took part in last week's Unity and Peace, the Up Conversions. And I see that happening all over the world. Right now, that is happening. Now, the mainstream news is not going to show that on the news. They don't want you to know that humanity and truth and is the news portrays a picture of humanity being torn apart. But in truth, humanity is coming together in peace, love, and unity. And that is what I see, and that is what I focus on. So. That's cool. Yes. So,
it's important to say that we also, part of the problem that many souls have is that they don't understand that, and you touched on it in a wonderful way, Carol, is that whatever we believe to be true, we attract more of. We create. We are creators, as you said, we are creators. And so constantly we are drawing to ourselves similar vibrations to our signature vibration. So if we believe in chaos and fear and illness and violence, those are the things that we pull out of the field of human consciousness towards us, and we strengthen, we solidify. And so part of being a light worker, for want of a better word, is to see the world that we want for everyone and to contribute our individual world to that greater world. As you say, to get up in the morning and to see the world as being wonderful, to see it as being, as people as being loving and connected, to see animals being protected, to see the trees being brought back to health, to see the earth being healed and restored and repaired. And then we attract towards ourselves similar vibrations. We give out that vibration, we bring in that vibration. And as you say, it's very important that we do not get bogged down by what sells newspapers or the equivalent of that.
Exactly. Well, I studied journalism in college, and the first thing they teach you is if it bleeds, it leads. Now, as in my early 20s, I was not awakened to all of this wonderful stuff that I'm awakened to now. But when you think of that, if it bleeds, it leads. So the bloodiest, goriest story, that's what we're going to lead the news with. And that's, hey, anyone who studied journalism can tell you that is how the media works. They're paid to lower your vibration and put you in a state of fear. So, and I didn't, when I told you 19 years ago after 9/11, Spirit told me, turn off that news. Now I don't claim to be clairvoyant or a medium or a psychic. I get an intuition from my heart, which we all do. And so it was a loud intuition from my heart, turn off the news and don't ever turn it back on. And I didn't know why. And I said, why? Aloud? Why? I didn't get an answer. I didn't get my answer until 11 years later. You ask your heart a question, you will get the answer. Don't know, may not be right away, but you'll get it in perfect divine timing. All happens in perfect divine timing. So I am so thankful I stopped watching that news 19 years ago because it allowed me to raise my vibration and to awaken to who I truly am and live that truth. So it's so true. We are creator beings, and we create our own reality through what we focus on. Now, I wake up every morning. I told you this morning, I'm in the US and you're in the UK. There's 5 hours difference. And I knew I was going to have a show with you today, but I'm thinking I'm having the show in the afternoon, my afternoon, not realizing. So as I'm taking a first sip, before I took my first sip of coffee, what I do first thing every morning is write in my appreciation journal. So I had my journal, I'm writing in my journal all of the things. I'm looking at the beautiful blue sky, I'm looking at the trees that here it's fall, it's the trees, the leaves haven't started to change yet, but they'll be changing soon. So I'm looking at the trees, appreciating the sky, and writing all of this in my journal. And then I realized, whoops, Michael was in the UK. So I was like, wait a second, I gotta go. But it's how I start my day. I start my day with deep breathing exercises, journaling in my appreciation journal, and I like to meditate in the evening and at sunset. That's when I like to do at least a 30-minute meditation. But it's so true. Whatever resonates, I tell people, I say, whatever resonates, whatever quiets that mind allows you to go into your heart and ask those deep, meaningful questions in your heart center. Yes.
And to have the dialogue as well with Source.
Yes.
Because in all the work that I do, and I would imagine it's the same in the work that you do, you look at it and you think, I don't know what to do. But I always, the missing sentence is, but you do, Source.
Yes.
You
yes.
do.
Yes.
And so flow through me and give me the words, give me the thoughts, give me the actions.
Yes.
So that together, we can co-create the work that is needed and do the work correctly that is needed on any particular day. And if there is someone that you want me to talk to, then bring them to me. If there is someone, if there's no one you want me to talk to, then that's fine too.
Yes, exactly.
You know better than me.
Yes. And that's so true. For me, it's going with the flow in every now moment. Like you said, you don't always have to be doing. See, that's a human thing. We feel as human beings, I gotta be doing this. I don't know if you're familiar with Neil Donald Walsh, but I love his saying when he says, when you're only focused on doing, you end up with a pile of doo-doo. Because sometimes you just need to be still. You just need to be still and receive and know. See, for me, I know all there is this now moment. Now, one of my favorite books is The Power of Now. And from that, I've learned all there is this now moment. And there's no need to rush. There's no need to worry. Just allow this moment. And in this moment, if you get the inspiration to do something, you do it. But you follow that inspiration from the heart, not the head, you know. And I know that we're all busy and there are things but sometimes that busyness, we have to quiet it. Like, you know, I see kids, they live, their face is in that phone. I don't even have a smartphone. I see people all the time. It's like at the gym, when I go to the gym, like they're in their phone. I'm like, I thought you came here to work out. It's like they don't put it down. It becomes a part of their hands. You know, yeah. It's like, you know, just sometimes just allow, take a nice walk in the park, walk in nature, just breathe and just be so thankful for, you know, it's not about doing, it's about being. It's about being, and when you have that peacefulness inside you, you're gonna shine it. And just and go with the flow of the now moment is going with the flow of the universe.
Yes, yes. And to expand sometimes I'll go for a walk early in the morning.
Yes.
Because I like to gather my thoughts and see what needs to be done or not done on any particular day. And you find on certain days that you expand into nature.
Yes.
You lose yourself and you become the trees.
Yes.
And you become the fields and the grass and the animals.
Yes.
And maybe that sounds like a scary prospect for people, but it's not. It's wonderful.
It's beautiful. I just love it. I love it. I do want to spend more time because we get winter up here. I live in the Pocono Mountains, up in the mountains, and we have 6 months of winter, which is going to start very soon, like probably mid-October. We start, it gets really cold up here. So for the next few weeks, I'm going to spend as much time out in nature. Even if some people say, because I have a friend, she walks every day. I mean, 5 feet of snow. I just saw her walking a minute ago. 5 feet of snow. She's out there walking. And she's like, it's great. I'm like, no, the cold, too cold. Too cold for me, but I definitely am going to spend more time taking nature walks and going to the lake before it gets too cold. But I have gone to the lake in the winter when it's frozen over and there's snow on the ground, and sit in my car and just enjoy the beautiful winterscape from the car with the heat on. Yes, but so please share more what Joseph, how he sees us getting through this time that we're in.
Well, he does say that we have done this before. We've come to this point before.
Yes.
As a result of the experiment, that the experiment repeats.
Yes.
And he says that he has brought through the information in the books twice. Now, that's quite shocking.
Mm-hmm.
But because we have free will, we are free to actually move ourselves to a point where we have no connection temporarily with our spirituality at all, or we have a freedom to come out of this. And in the past, we have chosen to go deeper into the effects of the experiment that went wrong.
Mm-hmm.
So there is concern that they say we watch very carefully.
Mm-hmm.
We advise, but it is entirely up to you. When you sit for the light, you join not only with each other, but you join with us too.
Right.
And there are millions of us in this soul group, and there are other soul groups who are concerned at the moment too.
Right.
So you are legion when you bring through the light.
Yes.
But it is entirely up to you.
Right.
There is a need from Joseph's perspective for each of us to give some time in our day over to bringing through the light.
Mm-hmm.
To redress the balance.
Yes.
Create a womb of light within which sources, children, God's children, can examine who they are.
Yes.
And make decisions based on what they discover within that light.
Yes.
If
yes,
that
yes,
light
yes.
talks to them, then and they like that feeling of the spirituality from that light, then mm-hmm. they can consider it, and they consider joining the light,
right.
and reconnecting with their spiritual identities,
mm-hmm.
lifting up the vibrations of themselves. And as we lift up our vibrations, because yes. we're all one, we lift yes. up the vibrations of everyone and everything around us.
Very true. Yes. Yes.
So it's an interesting time. I think that's the best way I can describe it. From Joseph.
Yes, it is. Yes, yes. And I do, and I share all the time that the most important thing is to raise your vibration and keep it high. Because like you said, it's individually, we are creating from our core. We're creating our individual experience from our core vibration. Plus, as we raise our vibration, collectively, we're affecting the collective with raising that whole collective vibration. We are that powerful as individuals. So I tell people, you know, in this time that we're in, you know, do what raises your vibration. Focus on the positive, because it's also proven scientifically. We do create from where our focus is. So we want to remember that. And so it's so true. And I believe that it's for me, it's a knowing that we've gotten over the hump, in the sense that there are enough of us on the planet now that are awake, that are shining like you, like me, so many that are shining their light and keeping the vibration high for the collective. That yes. this time we are going to go to that higher level together as a humanity. That's why I'm so excited.
Yes, and to reset, there's a lot of talk about a reset for the world. But yes. Most they're talking economically.
Yes.
Or governmentally.
Yes.
The reset that needs to come is a spiritual reset.
Yes, yes,
It's to return to source in both meanings of the word.
Yes.
To return to source in that we connect to the God within, the source within. And to return to source in that we return to our original purpose in being here.
Yes.
Which was to simply add in bliss to our experience and to take that experience collectively and individually back to the angelic host and back to the Godhead to enhance the experience of the angelic host and the Godhead.
Yes.
In joy.
Yes.
In light.
Yes.
And we can stop the suffering.
Yes.
It sounds harsh, but we have chosen to suffer.
Yes.
We have to choose suffering.
Exactly.
It's
very true.
Violence.
Yes. Yes. It's definitely a choice. In every now moment, it's a choice. And I agree. Now, I do envision this reset, but I envision this reset as a breaking down of all of the old systems. The financial system, the government system, the religious and spiritual system, everything, educational system, you name it, all of the systems that were built from this false humanity knowledge, just human knowledge of take, because all those systems are really built on that. And there, to me, I feel they are tearing down all of the systems, and they're all going to be a reset. It's not going to happen overnight. I understand that, because some people, I think a lot of spiritual people are thinking it's going to happen this year by the end of the year. It's just things don't work that fast here in this dimension. And it's speeding up. Things are speeding up in this dimension, but they don't work that fast. But we, as we come together in unity and love and peace, we are going to, it's going to be from the ground up. It's not going to be from the top down. See, if those, like you said, there is no savior or messiah coming. We each are our own savior. We each are our own messiah. And as we wake up and come together, it's going to be the ground, the people on the ground rising up and saying, no more. We don't want any of this anymore. We're going to build anew from the ground up. It's not going to come from government. It's not going to come from, high up. It's got to come from us saying no more. We're gonna come together in love, light, and peace, and we're gonna build the education, the finances, everything is gonna come from unity. Yes. And then before you know it, we'll be living heaven on earth.
Absolutely, as we originally did.
Yes.
As we originally did. Yes. And we have a problem because of the fall experiment, that we, as we create as the spirits that we really are, in the normal course of things, we examine potential.
Mm-hmm.
We decide that some potential is great and we will keep it for a time as a temporary arrangement of matter. And we decide that other potentials didn't quite work out and we will dissolve them peacefully and then create something else.
Exactly.
Because of the effects of the fall, we don't disassemble the potential that we find is not satisfying. We layer it, and it layers around us like a crystalline form.
Okay.
It is that needs to be swept away as well.
Exactly.
And that's why the light is so important, because it shines through the layers of history of our creation that we haven't been able to get rid of.
Right.
So part of our task is to sweep away that which surrounds us that is no longer of any use to us and confines us and restricts us and prevents us from accessing our spiritual creative powers fully.
Exactly. Yes, I know. I agree with you, because I think there's certain people, and even certain people in politics, that are meant to be like, okay, I think of it as the mud, if you have a glass of dirty water and the dirt settles at the bottom. Okay, so the dirt is, and that's what I envision what you were just describing. There's dirt that settled at the bottom, but there's people that need to stir up that dirt so it can come up and transmute with the light. So I believe there are people in politics today that are supposed to be that stir, to stir up the dirt. I think it started in 2016, if you get my drift. I think he was the stir. He was the stir to stir it up, because a lot of people didn't even realize how much was going on until he became president. And I believe, and when he became president, Spirit said to me, "All is in divine order." He's the stir to stir up all that muck, bring that to the top, because that dirt and muck needs to come up to the top to transmute. The light has to transmute it. So yes. I always say it's not about them versus us, the us or us versus them. There is no us versus them, because there's only one. There's only us. It's about the light transmuting the shadow to transmute it back to light from which it came.
Yes, and to make, as you said, to stir up that mud and to make it visible.
Yes.
So that we see what needs to be addressed.
Yes.
We see what needs to be transformed.
Yes.
We can't do that unless it's made visible.
Yes.
And we live in times where our challenges are made visible so that we can address them and in love transmute them and dissipate them and replace them with something else.
Exactly. 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 Yes. So it's for us to wake up to the truth that there is no separation, and that we each individually have a shadow side, and collectively there's a shadow side. And what we want to do is shine our light in the shadows individually, and in the shadows collectively, shine the light. So when you shine the light, it transmutes the shadow back to light.
Yes indeed. Yeah, yes. You switch a light on in a darkened room.
Yes.
Where does the darkness go?
Or even just strike a candle. Yeah, light a candle in a darkened room. See how, that's what I was saying. It doesn't take a lot of light to transmute the shadow. It takes much, you know, just a little bit of light does so much, does wonders. So that's why I really believe that there are enough light workers and people. I believe a lot of us came just for this reason. I like, okay, I was born 58 years ago, but I came for this reason to, and so do you. And all of the light workers, we signed up. We're going to, this time, we're going to get through we're going to get over the hump and get to the other side. We're going to get to a higher dimension. We're going to take humanity, Gaia, the Earth, to a higher dimension. And right now, we are the greatest show in the universe. All has eyes. Let's see. They're like, I keep saying, our galactic brothers and sisters are up there saying, pass the popcorn. This is a great show.
Yes, it is a great film, as you said. It's a great film that we're living in at the moment.
Yes. Yes, yeah. Yes,
but
yes.
We can't change the ending. It can be a happy ending.
Right, right.
It doesn't need to be a tragedy. It doesn't need to be a horror film. It can be a happy ending.
Yes.
We're also scripting that film, not just starring.
Exactly. And every now and moment, we're writing the script. Exactly. Yeah. Each one of us, individually and collectively, we are writing the script. We have all the power. We hold it. We can't keep giving our power away, waiting for something outside of us. See, when we're waiting for something outside of us to save us and humanity, we're just giving away our power. So, yes.
Absolutely.
This is so amazing. I hope very soon to get to the UK. I've never been, but I'd love to meet you. And just, I've had so many wonderful guests on the show from the UK. So.
It would be lovely to meet you, Caroline. It would be lovely to meet you. I look forward to that.
I have to cross that pond, as they say. Yes. And I love the English accent.
Oh, good.
Yes. So please share, Michael, share with our listeners how they can find you, where they can go to listen in on Joseph's messages.
Right. Well, we have two websites. We have the josephcommunications.co.uk and we have the josephcommunications.com, where they can find out more about the books. They can watch videos and they can listen to broadcasts and various things. We also have a free YouTube channel, The Joseph Communications, and we aim to release something on that channel every week. We've done that for some time, and we like to discuss the messages from Joseph,
yes,
the principal themes of the books, and we give readings from the books, and there are also on there at the moment several videos where, once again, despite being an old man, I was taken into trance by the Persian gentleman and by Joseph to deliver a viewpoint at this particular time.
Oh, good. Yes.
But those videos are also on the channel, and you can find the books on Amazon, internet as well.
Awesome. Thank you so much. I so appreciate you, Michael, and it's just you and Joseph and the Persian young old man. To me, age is just a number. To me, it's all there is now. I believe in. Once we are over the hump into what I call the fifth dimension to me is heaven on earth. And when we're in the fifth dimension, which to me is not very far off in the future, when we're in the fifth dimension, we can pick the age we want to be and we could stay at that age. You're a young man.
I will get my hair back, Caroline. That would be great.
You still have a lot of it left.
No, you're seeing the front. The back's not. It's a completely different
color. Yeah, I'll get rid of some of this gray. Well, this has been a wonderful, wonderful conversation. I do everything I do is spirit guidance, and spirit guide me to launch this show, to have conversations like this, just to have conversations with other people that are awake and share those conversations with the world. So thank you so much. I am so honored, and I definitely am going to let you know if I ever, I want for, something's telling me I want to get to the UK in 2021. So
let's hope that happens.
Knocking on your door. I'm here.
Look forward to meeting you, Caroline, and thank you so much for inviting me on the show.
Oh, thank you so much for being my guest. It is my honor, and we are going to keep in touch. Sure, we're going to be doing more things together, like the up conversions, that I'm sure. Yes, it is time. 2021, the year of unity. Yes. Thank you so much. This has been my pleasure. It is so wonderful having you. And I am so glad now I have the books and I can, that's my nightly reading from now on. Thank you so much. Hi, I hope you enjoyed that conversation with Michael as much as I did. I truly enjoy what I do in producing this show and sharing wisdom from guests like Michael and all my guests. It's just a passion of mine. I also like to offer and invite anyone to visit my website, awaketooneness.org, if you're interested in a free mentoring session with me. Especially this year, I've been doing many mentoring sessions. I enjoy just being able to inspire and share what resonates with me, and maybe it can be helpful to others. So if anyone's interested in a free mentoring session, just go to my website, send me an email, and I'd love to have a session with you. Also, on my website, I am hosting monthly Zoom gatherings. The next monthly Zoom meeting will be Thursday, October 22nd. at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. So if you're interested in joining us in that group Zoom meeting, all you have to do is email me and I will send you the Zoom link for that. Also on my website, there is a free online events. They're holistic events that are all about holistic healing, holistic modalities, health modalities. I am completely holistic and I just share these events with people who are interested in learning more about holistic health modalities. Also, I am still in the process of seeding an event. It will be a celebration of humanity's awakening. On December 21st, 2020, which is the winter, or if you're in Australia, it's the summer solstice. So in the northern hemisphere, it will be the winter solstice. In the southern hemisphere, it is the summer solstice. I am hoping to gather the world together in celebration. Everyone who's awake, everyone who is awake to who they are, those who are on the journey of awakening, those who are interested in awakening, just everyone on the planet. It is time to celebrate humanity's mass awakening, which started this year in March of 2020. I'm just starting now to connect with different organizations and different people and putting that together. So I'll have more to share as time goes on about that event. And also I invite anyone who's interested in supporting the work of Awake to Oneness Radio to donate $1, $5, whatever you can donate to help support the work of Awake to Oneness Radio is greatly appreciated. Thank you so much. Love you all. Have a wonderful weekend, and I'll see you next week. Bye-bye for now.